Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Only 4 days to get tickets for our live stream to Feed Nova Scotia with Jonathan Torrens.
I am shitting myself with excitement, Reese.
I don't think that we're going to be as funny as him.
Hopefully not.
But we'll try.
Where can you get tickets and how much?
CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com. Scroll down the website, but not too far because it's unfinished. It's about midway down on the front page. And tickets are $15 and it's December the 11th at 8 p.m.
Atlantic Standard Time. Yeah, and you can come on, you can ask us questions, and you can just, it's going to be a surprise, it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay,
and
that's it.
And we're going to raise money for hungry people in Nova Scotia.
Oh yeah, okay, now that's it. Okay, on to the show!
Day 7 of Wafufkak.
Wafufkak.
You can't even pronounce it. Well, it's hard to pronounce in a Welsh accent.
Welcome to Day 7 of the Winter Festival of Unaligned Celebration Advent Calendar. Or Wafufkak. Thanks for coming back.
Ding dong, Wafufkak.
That's the whole song.
Wafufkak goes ding dong, up and down, left and right. This twirling is a Wafufkak song. Oh, we were on different verses.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Anyway. So how did you enjoy, did Face Punching Dave visit you last night?
He didn't. He tried to break in.
Oh, okay.
But he failed because I have a large dog who I haven't fed for a while. And it was kind of like a...
In anticipation of face punching Dave.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, right, yeah. So, and what I'd done was I put a lovely smelling piece of ham on the top from when we boiled the ham with Dave's face on. And every time...
Carved... Dave's face into the ham or just...
No, I stuck a piece of paper on there. So okay, every time the dog was tempted to go up and see Dave because he smelled so good, he would see his face and smell the delicious ham. And instantly I would spray him in the face with water with the thing, which dogs hate, which is a humane way of training them.
Interesting.
So he hates Dave now.
Right.
So Dave came to the door just to test the locks to see if he could get in. It was locked. So then he went to one of the lower windows on the property. The dog went crazy. There was no chance that Dave was just not this year.
It's too bad. I mean, your family is blessed when face punching Dave shows up and punches someone's face in the house. Even just one person, it considers. I mean, as you know, in Wafufkak tradition, that like means like a good tidings and prosperous financial
situations for the next 7 months.
I'm willing to take that risk. Like I said, you know, this might be controversial, but I do find the whole Dave thing too commercialized.
I suppose.
It's not the reason we're here.
I apologize if Dave came to your house after he came to mine. In the Wafakak tradition, I left a jug of brandy
nice.
Out for him, which I believe he drank all of, and then I left a trail of faces. Sorry, not real faces. I didn't cut off people's faces. Photos of people's faces out the back door, and the last one was nailed to a tree in the deep woods, and I heard him stumble his way out, punching the walls as he went, and there were little knuckle indents in each of the pictures on the wall. So it worked, but I it was kind of in the direction of your house. So
well, he didn't get in.
No, so it's very good. Yeah,
thank God.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, or, you know, thank the gods of Wafakak,
the various Norse gods of Wafakak.
Yeah. Angry Bill controls the trees. Jennifer Susan, who
Jennifer
Susan is the goddess of water,
and right,
and Stephen Beanpole, who owns the sky,
owns it and yeah. leases it,
now leases the sky,
leases the sky at a reasonable rate.
Yeah. Airplanes. Anyway,
what's behind door number seven?
Okay, let me get a run up for this one.
I'm gonna get a run up. Okay.
somewhat anticlimactic, but
as are most things in your life.
Which provinces spend the most on Christmas?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm gonna take a guess that my first guess would be that it would be the provinces with the big, huge cities in it, because that would have the most amount of people with the most amount of money. So I'm gonna go with like Vancouver being first, Toronto being second, Quebec being third. And then it just kind of trails off after that. That's my guess.
Wow. Well, you couldn't be more wrong.
Really?
Mm. So.
No.
The Retail Council of Canada.
That's which, a thing?
I know. Sounds.
Is that something that like children grow up wanting to be a part of? Like,
imagine someone like, it just sounds like the Retail Council of Canada. And they've got a giant chamber, an oval-shaped chamber. And there's these big chairs and the Retail Council. You have been brought to the Retail Council. For selling indiscriminately. And then the
chairs that rotate, constantly rotate.
And they've all got really long beards and weird haircuts. Yeah. And they're all, their brains are connected to each other.
As are their beards.
As are their beards. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so that Retail Council we all know and love.
Of course.
In 2018.
I pray to them every night.
They conducted a survey. They found that residents of New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland and Labrador spend $813 on average per person in retail stores.
Is that the most?
More than any other Canadian province.
No,
the Maritime or Atlantic Canadian provinces. So
wow. Wow.
On
So you meant how much the average
person spends at Christmas.
I suppose that would still.
Yeah, it still ties into.
So it's not how much the province spends.
No, no.
It's how much the individual spends.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, because if it was how much the province spends, I'd still bet my original thought would be correct.
But this one would still make sense, though, because there's more money there's more rich people in a big city with lots of money than there are.
Yeah,
in.
That's true.
So in a largely rural area, you'd expect the big city spenders with their big fancy silver cars and their wagon trains and their
keep going
battery-powered inhalers. And they're
The inhaler. You didn't? Did you end up taking some evaporated ham and putting it into your inhaler when you left the other day? A few days ago,
I was robbed.
You were robbed.
Someone saw the goods I was carrying. And
right,
they took them off me.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So
anyway, so please.
Ironically, they were two police officers. So, Ontario and British Columbia are second. They spend $805, which is. $8 less on average than
those cheap fuckers.
I know. And Quebecers plan to spend the least with $458 on average per person.
Oh, wow. I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
It's still a lot of money, though, per person.
It is, but
$400 per person.
It's nearly half.
So I didn't even think about the, like, what did Maritimer spend?
$813
per person.
That's how much each person spends.
So if you get like seven people in your family, You spend $817 per person that comes over to your food. Like, that's thousands of dollars.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's just a cultural difference in the province for Christmas.
That's amazing.
I mean, perhaps Christmas isn't the most important part of the year for people in Quebec. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I've never been there.
You've never been to Quebec?
No.
Well, it's beautiful.
I'd like to go.
Just don't go in the wintertime. No, really.
Okay.
It's the coldest place on
earth. I won't. Cool. Well, this has been a fun one.
Yes. And if you live in, what about, do you have the entire, all the provinces there?
No, it was just some of them.
Just some of them. I'm very curious what Manitoba spends per on average.
I know. Somewhere in the middle.
$573.
That much.
I'm going to say.
I don't want to rock the boat because the Retail Council of Canada is very powerful and their magic is eternal. So,
as are their beards.
As are
their interlocking beards.
Exactly. So, anyway, this has been fun.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on day 7 of WFHK.
We'll see you tomorrow on day 8, which is the day after day 7.
That's great, Reese. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Goodbye.
I don't know what's happening. It's Jesse's having a fit. Are you done? No, you got out your system now?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.